Neo vs. Agent Smith. If primal hunger is Agent Smith, then fasting hunger is Neo. Free yourself from the control of the food matrix by fasting and exercising. Hunting while hungry was the life of our ancestors and a pattern that is another key to hunger management. Exercise and fasting are the simulations of the wild that was hunting after the onset of hunger. In humans, exercise mimics hunting and strengthens tolerance by self-control and willpower. Exercise is an integral part of resisting the immediate urge to eat, leading to a metabolic switch that metabolizes stored energy sources. This behavior is the same for most species on Earth.
Exercise also enhances recovery from the effects of fasting and helps the timing of resting, sleeping, glucose regulation, increasing ketone levels, and increased protein synthesis for growth and repair.
It is simple: when you are hungry, you hunt, and when you are full, you rest and digest.
Today, fasting and exercise are simulations used to improve mental zeal and performance. Research shows that combining these activities results in long-term adaptations that will enhance cognitive, physical performance, and disease resistance. Cells and organ systems adapt to this bioenergetic challenge by activating signaling pathways that bolster energy levels. Cells sense and regulate what energy source it uses and happens in a matter of seconds. Converting to this system for energy requires physical activity, which uses up the immediately available glucose within the muscles, blood circulation, and liver. This energy transformation happens as the cell senses a sudden change of available glucose.
The muscle consumes glucose quickly during the beginning of exercise, followed by the release of glucose from the liver. Then a switch occurs. The phenomenon of a commonly used term called second wind is related to such conversion, in which the person exercising feels a burst of new energy that comes from using the stored energy combined with increased oxygen utilization, a period considered pleasurable. The usefulness of this phenomenon to hunter-gatherers was to track prey over long distances.
This conversion back and forth of energy systems was a regular event for our ancestors. Using stored fats for energy instead of glucose is called metabolic switching. Frequent metabolic switching causes greater energy production efficiency that persists beyond the fasting and exercise periods and into the fed states.
Fasting or markedly reduced caloric intake 2 days each week results in elevated levels of ketone bodies produced by a metabolic switch. A marker for ketosis is easily detected by a urine analysis during a routine medical visit with your healthcare provider. This metabolic transformation to fatty acids is a significant energy source, especially for our brains, which consume more energy than any other organ. This switch is favorable for good health and may have therapeutic implications to prevent brain disorders. The heart, the body's most active muscle, primarily uses the same source of energy. The adult heart's use of fatty acids can range from minor to 100% of the energy it requires.
As a result of fasting hunger and exercise, molecules stimulate molecular pathways to improve cells, tissues, and organs. It also leads to proteins and molecules that influence health and aging. It is a complex orchestra of events, with fasting hunger setting the stage, balancing our primal hunger with harmonizing precision.
Players in this molecular symphony include AMPK, mTOR, IIS, sirtuins, and others, which regulate nutrients and energy detection. In cells, the AMP-activated protein kinase, AMPK, has a key role in ATP production and conservation. This protein is a key regulator of metabolism and energy balance. All cells continually need energy in the form of ATP, the energy currency of the cell.
Sirtuins and AMPK both activate an added source of energy use through a process called autophagy. Autophagy is a vital catabolic process of using our internal energy sources when food is not available. Half a century ago, Christian de Duve coined the term autophagy to describe a process where sources within the cells are transformed into energy or recycled into new structures. It is an adaptive response to food scarcity, energy balancing, and development. This term is quickly on its way to becoming mainstream over the next few years.
Eating too often may harm the cell by accumulating protein fragments referred to as cellular debris, like tau protein aggregates. There is a connection between cellular debris and diseases like cancer, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, infections, and other metabolic disorders. Autophagy restores vitality to cells by removing such clutter, making it more efficient. It requires fasting to activate this beneficial process. Fasting hunger and strenuous exercise start metabolic switching and autophagy. Together, they improve the chances of a long, healthy life.
Suppose we start periods of fasting without understanding such ecological cues like winter or shortened daylight. A study published by Jennifer Regan's group at the Institute of Immunology and Infection Research, School of Biological Sciences, evaluated the evolutionary benefit of what they referred to as predictive flexibility, which means an organism's traits and characteristics can change in response to the environment. An example is a bird that alters egg laying in response to spring-like temperature to increase food availability for its offspring. The study suggests climates could affect fitness by altered nutrients and energy signaling. Such information is useful when considering our nutritional needs could change between the seasons. For example, one may consume more fatty foods as winter approaches because body fat helps to keep warm, and food is scarce.
Cues that signal the coming spring or summer season, again nutrients and even behaviors change. Animals react to changes in sunlight that signal the approaching cold months of winter that trigger eating behaviors and metabolic switching. It is possible to use environmental changes, like fall, winter, or summer, to improve the effects of fasting. For example, 2 days of fasting each week may not be as adaptive during winter when fat is needed for insulation and preparing for food scarcity.
Predictive plasticity can be integrated into individual hunger management strategies depending on your geographic location and large seasonal variations. In Hawaii, the seasonal variations are small compared to Illinois. So, diets with higher calorie and fat content during winter may be adaptive in Chicago compared to Honolulu.
But no matter where you live on Earth, a battle between fasting hunger and your primal hunger is analogous to Neo and Agent Smith and is inevitable. This battle is at the front of dietary failures and successes. Enduring the hunger experience during a fast takes fortitude rooted in the moment. If you are distracted, primal hunger will take control, leading you to mindless food consumption manipulated by the environment of the food matrix. A matrix where marketing and a culture of overconsumption is all around you.